AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. Week 4 of the NFL season had some nail biters, blowouts, and teams that remained undefeated. One of those teams that has yet to lose are the Minnesota Vikings, who got 3 more touchdown passes from Sam Darnold, winning at Green Bay 31-29 for coach Kevin O'Connell.
A tough place to come win. Really loved the start we got off to. Knew it was going to be more than likely a 4-quarter game. Give Matt and his team a lot of credit for taking advantage of some mistakes by us. But ultimately, proud of our guys for finishing that off the way we did.
Speaking of finishes, Gary McKillops tells us about the exciting finish between New Orleans and Atlanta.
Younghoe Koo kicked a 58-yard field goal with just 2 seconds remaining to give the Atlanta Falcons a 26-24 win over the New Orleans Saints. The Falcons failed to score an offensive touchdown, but it was Koo whose 4 field goals really made the difference.
There's a guaranteed kickoff and a kickoff return. Nothing else is guaranteed, so every time we get on the field, we try to make the best of that opportunity.
In addition to his 58-yarder, Koo kicked field goals of 53, 44, and 42 yards to give the Falcons a 2-2 record on the season. Linebacker Troy Anderson scored for the Falcons on a 47-yard pick 6 off a deflection of a pass by Derek Carr. The Falcons also scored a fluke touchdown after a kickoff was mishandled by the Saints and Cotterell Hodge fell on it in the end zone. Tyson Hill scored a pair of TDs for the Saints.
From Atlanta, we move north to Indianapolis, where Josh Roundtree recaps the Colts and the Steelers.
Joe Flacco took over for injured Anthony Richardson and led the Colts to a 27-24 win over the Steelers Sunday. Richardson left with a hip injury during the first quarter, but Flacco entered and threw for 168 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Definitely took a little bit of time for me to kind of just like settle down. And, you know, that's kind of what I kept telling myself. Just, you know, just do the simple things. And it's definitely a different experience when you come in, when you come in like that.
Michael Pittman caught 6 passes for 113 yards, and Jonathan Taylor ran for 88 yards and a score before exiting with an ankle issue. The Colts are now 2-2. For 3-1 Pittsburgh, Justin Fields passed for 312 yards and a touchdown. He rushed for 55 more yards and 2 more scores.
And speaking of scoring, it came early and often for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who defeated Philadelphia 33-16. Here's Buck safety Jordan Whitehead.
It was big. As a defense, you know, that's all you can ask for is you get a 14-point lead. We had, I think, 6 plays. It was 14-0 on defense. So we were fresh. I know the guys on offense probably a little bit more tired, but, you know, that's what we talk about. You know, we punish them. You know, the offense stay on the field, run the ball down their throat, defense 3-and-out, keep the guys fresh on defense, let the offense just keep rolling.
From one safety to another, here's Chicago's Jaquan Brisker after the Bears' 24-18 victory over the Rams, hoping now for a long winning streak.
We should have started like that last week, but we didn't, so just look forward to this week and get a big win at home, which we did, and just keep stacking them, like you said, just continue to be consistent and things like that, and continue to play our type of ball.
Next stop is the Bay Area, where Denny Capp recaps the 49ers and Patriots with Jordan Mason rushing for 123 yards.
Mason recorded his 3rd touchdown of the season as he continues to spell 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey, who sidelined with an Achilles injury. Brock Purdy threw for 288 yards, a touchdown, and a pick, while his defense forced 3 turnovers, including a pick 6 by linebacker Fred Warner, as San Francisco improved to 2-2. Patriots quarterback Jacoby Brissett threw for 188 yards, a touchdown, and a pick, as New England dropped to 1-3.
Elsewhere, Denver over the Jets 10-9, Cincinnati 34-24 over Carolina, Houston down Jacksonville 24-20, Washington clobbered Arizona 42-14, Las Vegas 20-16 over Cleveland, Kansas City stayed unbeaten 17-10 over the Chargers, and Dave Ferry recaps the night game between Buffalo and Baltimore.
Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson highlighted the Ravens' offense in a 35-10 rout of the Bills. Henry took his first handoff 87 yards for a TD to put Baltimore ahead to stay. He finished with 199 yards on the ground. Jackson threw for 2 touchdowns, ran for another, and was 13 of 18 passing for 156 yards before taking a seat in the fourth quarter.
We got the running game going, you know, but the receivers, they did their part. You know, this is the type of game, you know, we had to run the ball more. You know, they planned too high, and Derek just, you know, just deal he's supposed to do on the offensive line as well.
Buffalo was held to 236 total yards and allowed 427. Josh Allen was 16 of 29 for 180 yards and no interceptions or touchdowns. The Bills are 3-1, the Ravens 2-2.
Coming up, the day in baseball, golf, and auto racing. Sunday was the final day of baseball's regular season, and the playoff picture is not complete just yet. The National League wildcard chase is still up for grabs between Atlanta, the Mets, and Arizona. The Mets and Braves have a makeup doubleheader on Monday, and simply put, if they split those two games, they're both in. But if Atlanta sweeps, they're in, as is Arizona, and if the Mets sweep the two games, they're in along with Arizona. On the field Sunday, the Mets shut out Milwaukee 5-0. Atlanta lost 4-2 to Kansas City, and Arizona was an 11-2 winner over San Diego. Elsewhere, Philadelphia 6-3 over Washington, the Yankees 6-4 over Pittsburgh, St. Louis 6, San Francisco 1, Boston 3-1 over Tampa Bay, Miami 3-1 over Toronto, Texas shut out the Angels 8-0, Baltimore 6-2 over Minnesota, the White Sox 9-5 over Detroit, the Dodgers edging Colorado 2-1, Seattle 6-4 over Oakland, and Cincinnati blanked the Cubs 3-0. In golf, the United States again captured the President's Cup. The final score, the U.S. 18.5 and the international team 11.5. And in auto racing, Ross Chastain won on the NASCAR circuit. I'm David Schuster, AAP Sports.